Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. How are you, everybody? It is Friday, a little proof of life Friday, December 10th. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built. The root is on fire. The country's on fire. The world's on fire. And I'm here to put out the fire. Let me start with a commentary that I just wrote today that'll come out on Sunday in newspapers around the country. It's put out, it's syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. My Wayne Allen Root column for Sunday is titled, If the Vaccine is So Great, Why Are So Many People Dropping Dead? Heart attacks skyrocket, young children suffer heart problems, soccer players dropping on fields, ICUs overwhelmed from coast to coast. That's the title. The COVID vaccines are clearly causing a global health disaster. There are so many warnings from all around the world. I'll list just a few in this column. But the U.S. media remains silent. They're as quiet as a church mouse. Why? Japan's health ministry just announced that the Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines could cause heart-related side effects in younger males. Health experts in Japan have witnessed skyrocketing rates of myocarditis and pericarditis in young men and teenagers, and they've seen the same nonstop heart issues, by the way, in middle-aged Japanese and seniors. Meanwhile, all over America and all over the world, cardiac arrest, heart inflammation, and heart attack deaths are exploding. Young athletes are dropping right on the field. Star soccer players in Europe are dropping dead in the middle of games. Referees, coaches, and even fans in the stands are having cardiac emergencies. It's something no one has ever seen before. It's an epidemic. And what do all these victims have in common? They've all been vaccinated. In America, the media is filled with reports of hospital emergency wards and ICUs overwhelmed with seriously ill patients. From coast to coast, there are so many sick people lined up. There aren't enough beds or nurses. Sick patients are lying on gurneys in the hallways. Doctors and medical experts call it a mystery why so many Americans are sick. They can't understand what's happening. But I can solve the mystery. These are COVID vaccine injuries overwhelming ERs and ICUs. The very illnesses that are most prevalent in this mysterious health emergency. Heart attack deaths, cardiac arrest, strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure are all the same COVID vaccine side effects listed in the VAERS report, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. What a coincidence. But it's not just in the USA. It's happening everywhere. In the UK, the Evening Standard newspaper reports up to 300,000 British citizens are facing sudden heart-related illness and cardiac arrest. UK medical experts are blaming PTSD, post-pandemic stress disorder. It's all COVID's fault. 300,000 Brits aren't dying and crippled from the vaccine. Of course not. They're all nuts. It's all in their heads. Obviously, stress is making young people and world-class athletes collapse on soccer fields for the first time in world history. These brainwashed Kool-Aid drinkers can't see what's right in front of their faces. Or perhaps doctors, scientists, and researchers are too afraid of losing their medical licenses or losing multi-million-dollar government grants to speak up. In the case of the media, it's all about greed. Big Pharma buys a large proportion of the ads at every TV news network in America. Offend Big Pharma with stories of vaccine deaths and injuries, and the media can lose billions of dollars in revenues. Half the newsroom could be fired. Not to mention, stock prices would collapse in these media companies. There goes the retirement accounts of Lester Holt, Don Lemon, Sean Hannity, and Rachel Maddow. Shh. shred of credibility, morality, and decency has to look at is a few key factors. First, the FDA has just announced that it needs 75 years to fully release the Pfizer COVID vaccine data. If I told you to trust me, I'm selling you the world's best health tonic, but I can't disclose any of the test results or ingredients for 75 years until everyone asking is dead, what would you think? Would you trust me? Would you buy what I was selling? Would you inject it into your body? Secondly, a federal judge demanded some of the data be released immediately by Pfizer. Just in the first few pages detailing results from just the first few weeks of vaccines, Pfizer admits in their own data their vaccine killed 1,223 Americans and produced 42,086 adverse effects. Among the most prominent adverse effects were heart attacks and heart problems. Third, VAERS paints a fuller picture. The VAERS system is reporting 19,886 deaths from the vaccine and just under 1 million adverse effects, including tens of thousands of hospitalizations, crippling injuries, and permanent disabilities. That's just in America. The EU numbers are even higher. Now, let me let you in on a terrible secret. My insider healthcare sources are reporting so many victims are filing reports with VAERS, the system is hopelessly overwhelmed and backed up. There may actually be 20,000 or 40,000 or 60,000 more deaths waiting to be processed into the VAERS system. They tell me the numbers are staggering. Now you know why hospital ERs and ICUs are overwhelmed with seriously ill Americans. So my question is, shouldn't someone be investigating this escalating disaster? Shouldn't someone in the media be reporting on this unimaginable tragedy? One thing I know, something very bad and very evil is happening. That's my commentary with a very lengthy title. If the vaccine is so great, why are so many people dropping dead? Heart attacks skyrocket. Young children suffer heart problems. Soccer players dropping on fields. ICUs overwhelmed from coast to coast. That is my piece that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country. And, of course, you know, I've got all the stories here to back it up. And that's what's interesting is I don't make things up. Here's the story of, and I talked about this yesterday on the show, the story of a Washington Post editor who was one of the most pro-vax guys in the world and made fun of people who don't believe in the vaccine. And he dies of sudden cardiac arrest. What a coincidence. What a quinky dink. And here's the Australian football player diagnosed with pericarditis after receiving his first Pfizer shot. And the team director quits and slams the league's forceful jab policy. Here's another story from Zero Hedge, one of my most trusted sources. Explosion in new heart conditions dismissed as post-pandemic stress disorder. So that's a story about England, where they found 300,000 people suddenly, out of the blue, have major heart problems and heart attacks and heart inflammation and irregular heartbeats. And for the rest of their lives, they're going to have a problem. And they're just chalking it all up to mental problems, right? It's all stress. It's all in your head. And in America, I didn't even have time to list this in the column because, of course, you run out of space. Columns have to be a certain length and you run out of space. But in America, they're blaming it on long COVID. All these people who have heart problems, heart attacks, heart attack deaths, cardiac arrest, strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure. I even left out advanced cancer because cancer is exploding all over the United States since the vaccine came out. All of this is because it appears, based on studies out of England, that each week the vaccine's in your body, you lose a certain percentage of your immune system. It gets weaker and weaker and weaker until eventually you have the immune system of an AIDS patient, which means no immune system at all. And a little minor cold bug could kill you. That's what's going on all over the world. And nobody cares. No one in the media cares. No one in politics cares. No one in the medical profession cares. It's incredible. But Wayne Root cares. Japan Health Ministry issues heart warning for Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines, just as I told you. In Japan, they see it happening. Public health officials recently held a meeting with a panel of experts in Japan to discuss the rate of myocarditis and pericarditis in young men and teenagers all over the world. Previously healthy athletes, coaches, referees collapsing on the field with heart problems. And Japan is seeing similar cardiovascular issues in young and middle-aged men. I don't know why it's only men. And so the Japanese health ministry finds that the Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines could cause heart-related side effects in younger males. The agency is also investigating an uptick in cases of heart inflammation that require hospitalization. Instances of inflammation in the cardiac muscle and the outer lining of the heart are on the rise. So, there's a lot of sick people all over the world. And instead of pulling the vaccine from the market, the Japanese health ministry agreed to add a warning to the documents attached to the vaccines, as if anybody goes to the doctor's office and reads the warning. It's just amazing. How many young people are going to have to suffer? How many young people are going to have to die before this thing is stopped, this monster is stopped? And this data coincides with reports out of Israel. A study titled Myocarditis After COVID-19 Vaccine finds that the Pfizer vaccine elicits 21.3 cases of myocarditis per 1 million people in the general population. Israelis who received at least one dose of Pfizer are at an increased risk of developing myocarditis, especially if they are young. Especially if they're young. Despite overwhelming evidence of vaccine failure and heart damage, Israel's pushing for another round of shots and coaxing children to destroy their health. And I got to make a more important point. I always predicted that the longer you waited, the more ill effects would come from the vaccine. So they're saying, you know, 23 out of a million get a heart problem. If that's your kid, it's not 23 out of a million, it's one for one. But what they're not telling you is what's going to happen 6 months from now, and a year from now, and 2 years from now, and 3 years from now, when that number gets much, much higher as time goes on and the spike proteins gunk up your cardiovascular system. What's going to happen when it's one out of two, not 20 out of a million?
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love Sons of Liberty. You know them as our regular sponsors of CBD, and I've used their products to get rid of all the pain from working out 60, 90 minutes a day at the age of 60 years old, which I am, and I work out 60, 90 minutes a day, and I have no more pain. I used to have a lot of pain, always that pain, back pain, leg pain, arm pain, no pain at all anymore. But now they've got a new product. They've been working with a group of scientists to create a patent-pending spray vitamin of vitamin D3, 5 sprays, contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with the great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. And for my listeners, they're getting, they're offering, and you're getting, a discount of 15% off every product forever, as long as you use the code WAR15 to check out WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root, W-A-R-15. So go to the website, gosonsofliberty.com. Go. Easy to remember, right? Go to the website, gosonsofliberty.com. Go, G-O, sonsofliberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go, sonsofliberty.com, and use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. So if there's anything going on that's any worse than the vaccines or the vaccine mandates, it's got to be the crime in the big cities. The crime is just overwhelming. And I think no story sums it up best. No story sums it up best than the story I'm about to tell you. Pretty scary stuff. The Los Angeles Police Department union chief gives an ominous warning to Americans thinking of visiting Los Angeles. He says, don't come. We cannot guarantee your safety. California's experienced such a violent crime spike, but it's happening in Democrat-run cities and states all over the United States. 12 American cities right now are experiencing the all-time highest homicide rates, homicide meaning murder, and all 12 are run by Democrats. What a surprise. And I haven't looked at that list of what the 12 is. I saw the headline. I'm sure L.A.'s on the list. I'm sure San Francisco's on the list. So the two biggest cities in California, I guarantee you, are on that list. And, of course, New York's on that list. And, of course, Chicago's on the list. And I'm guessing Baltimore, Detroit, the usual suspects. But when a police chief tells you, if you're thinking of visiting the city, don't come. We can't guarantee your safety. And the reason why it's the union chief, police department union chief of L.A., first of all, the police chief can't say things like that. If the actual police chief said that, I think he'd be drummed out of town on the third rail. They tar and feather him. They put him in prison. But the union chief can say things like that because he's representing his rank-and-file union. And the reality is he's trying to get your attention because he wants you to not defund the police. And normally that would be something I'd say, well, you know the way unions are. You know, this guy's just greedy. He just wants to keep the money in the police union. But in this one case, when it comes to policemen, I am so on the union side, so on the policeman's side. What's happening in America is unimaginable. And it's wrong. And you don't need to defund the police. All you need to do to defund the police is to defund the middle class with a vaccine mandate. So we're back to vaccines again, right? Because when you put in place a vaccine mandate, many, many, many policemen who are very smart people and also happen to see a lot of the problems, right, they see all the people that are going to the emergency room, right? And they see that it's coming from vaccine injuries. They don't want the vaccine. And they're also hearing from, you know, policemen are conservatives. So they are actually looking at the same websites and listening to my radio show and shows like mine. And they're hearing the truth about vaccines that they never want the jab. They won't take it. So they're going to either quit or be fired. So now they're losing their income and they're losing their pension and all the years they built up. The only good news is that Florida is inviting you to come work in Florida. And to be honest, most of these big cities, you're better off as a cop leaving and going to Florida and becoming a policeman in Florida than you are working in Detroit, Baltimore, New York, Chicago. Florida's a nice place. Palm trees, sun's out, beaches. It's great. Pretty women in bikinis. Go to Florida. The trouble is you lose your pension, so now you're starting from scratch. But maybe you don't. Maybe DeSantis is such a cool guy that he'll give you credit for years you've worked in the other city. I don't know. I just know that he's asking people to come to Florida. Love DeSantis. Great governor. Best governor in America by a mile. But in Los Angeles, you have a Soros-backed DA, George Gascon. And he's implemented, help the felons at all times policies. Let them all out on bail immediately, or I should say no bail. They just get right out. You just hurt people, kill people, rape people, you get right out. And the reality is violent crime has gotten so bad, a veteran police detective, an LAPD union leader, has just said visitors should stay away from the city if they value their lives and their safety. Jamie McBride, head of the LAPD union, police union. Don't visit, because we can't keep you safe. That's telling.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas state troopers are seizing record amounts of fentanyl at the border crossings from Mexico. Jennifer Hatch with the Department of Public Safety saying the cartels sell it as synthetic heroin to increase their profits. Officials estimate they have seized enough fentanyl this year alone to kill 200 million people.
Bob Dole was a man of his word.
That's how President Biden described late Senator Dole during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden and Republican Dole served together for many years in the Senate. Biden praising Dole's willingness to work with Democrats to get things done.
It came time for literally the deciding vote on whether we're going to defund Amtrak. And he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. If you've ever wondered, Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Well, cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, there are lots of them, but you remember when Cuba censored the internet to kill protests, and then here in America, conservative groups actively targeted by their own government, and the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? Your personal information and internet history is absolutely being sold by your ISP, and where you're going on the internet is being tracked by the government. It's all happening every day. But not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. Three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 per month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It doesn't get any less expensive than that for something this important. My gosh, internet privacy, they can't track your history, they can't give away your information, and you get all of that for $6.95 a month and 3 months free to start. Use the code WAR. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. The code is WAR for Wayne Allen Root. All right, we've got our guest here, Nick Searcy, television star best known for portraying U.S. Marshal Art Mullen on Justified. He's a filmmaker in addition to being an actor, and his new film is called Capital Punishment, the Movie. The website to find out more about it is capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. Capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. Nick Searcy, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
How does a guy who is an actor and a TV star in Hollywood wind up producing a movie with a conservative bent? Aren't you afraid it's going to get you banned in Hollywood?
Well, actually, I'm sort of working so much, I'm hoping they ban me harder. I'm very tired. I did three movies this year. I need a little rest.
But they're just now, I assume, finding out about this capital punishment movie. So, you know, is that going to be a problem for you, or you don't care? It's just like I work so much that I dare them to try and screw me over. I mean, what's your attitude on this?
Well, to be honest, Wayne, I sort of have reached the time in my life where I want to make things that I believe in. I'm not so interested in just continuing to audition for things and, you know, get a little part in something that I wouldn't even tell anybody to watch. You know, so I want to focus my time remaining on things that I care about, feel strongly about.
Why do you think Hollywood is so liberal? What makes them so horrible? And remember, I was in that industry my whole life. You know, I was an anchorman. I hosted five shows for CNBC. I've produced three hit reality TV shows. I've been around Hollywood my whole life. I lived 15 years in the Hollywood Hills and in Malibu overlooking the beautiful Pacific. So I've had the Hollywood lifestyle. Now I live in Las Vegas. I got away from it because I just couldn't stand the monolithic, intolerant, liberal attitude. It was just making me sick, and I had to get away from them. Why is it so liberal in Hollywood?
Well, I think it's the same reason that academia is so liberal. You know, people are intimidated who are conservative from speaking their minds because they think it might hurt them, and if they ever do speak their minds, they're immediately drummed out. So it's hard to keep a job in academia if you're an open conservative, just like it's hard to be a working actor in Hollywood, because they either intimidate you into agreeing with them or make you suffer the consequences if you don't.
Right. It's not new, by the way. Just to have you know, in 1989, 90, 91, 92, So the late 80s, early 90s, I was the anchorman hosting and a host of five shows on CNBC. And I was up for so many big game shows. Matter of fact, I was slated to replace Chuck Woolery on Gambit. And I was the hot game show guy in town. And then I held a party at my home in Malibu, a fundraising party for the, I think it was the Republican National Committee. And like 13 Republican senators flew in to come to the party in Malibu. And it made the front page of all the L.A. newspapers. And I swear to you, from that point on, never got another call for a game show, ever. So, I believe me, that was a long time ago. It was that bad then.
Yeah, no, that's how they do it. And the only way you survive it is if you're somebody like John Boyd or, you know, somebody who's established themselves like me.
That's it, right, exactly. Right, so I was not established. I hadn't done a game show yet. I was just up for all these game shows. And they figured, who wants a conservative? Let's screw this guy. All right, so, Nick, tell us about Capital Punishment, the movie. What really happened on January 6th, and what do you show in this movie that should change our perspective?
Well, you know, the movie came about because I was there on January 6th, and I saw what I saw, and which was, you know, hundreds of thousands of people praying and singing the Star Spangled Banner and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And then when I turned on the news after I got home that night, I didn't see any of that. All I saw was this thing that happened at the Capitol building that I wasn't even aware of, and I was there. So as the narrative dragged on, I started to think, why are they not showing even as simple a thing as how big that crowd was? You never see that. And so that's kind of how it came about, you know, not just to sort of try to correct the record straight. And also, the bulk of the movie is about what the FBI and the Department of Justice is doing to innocent people who just went to that rally and did nothing wrong. The intimidation campaign against these people is shocking, and it's outrageous. And that's the part of the movie that I'm most proud of.
So yours is a documentary, right? And it's the people who were there saying exactly what happened. Is that right?
Yeah, saying what happened to them, and also telling the story of how, you know, people that have never been arrested for any violent crime before in their lives, who went to Washington and did nothing but, you know, sing songs and stand around, are having their doors broken down by the FBI and charged with 28 years. Their daughters being handcuffed. It's just the treatment of these people by the FBI is absolutely appalling and should not happen to any American.
Right. And by the way, how about comparing it to the treatment of people that rioted, burned, looted, burned the country down, took over downtown sections of major cities, BLM and Antifa, and nobody arrests them, no one hunts them down, no FBI in the middle of the night with a SWAT team, nobody kicks their door down. If they are arrested, they're let out with no bail immediately, and yet, on the conservative side, you're in solitary confinement for a year? What the F?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the behavior of the left towards the BLM rioters, you know, Kamala Harris established a fund to try to bail these people out. And there's no concurrent fund on the right side. It's like our side has even been intimidated into not sort of, we don't want to stand with these people because we're afraid of repercussions. These people need help. And that's part of the reason we made this movie, is like just to show people what is going on and to hopefully get people to get involved and help these people with their legal fights.
So who's really behind what happened, Nick?
Well, you know, that's a big question, but you know, the short answer is, of course, the deep state. I mean, there is a philosophy, a network, you know, of people in government that want to suppress any sort of dissent. And by terrorizing these citizens and embarrassing them in front of their neighbors, they are sending a message: do not disagree with us. Do not dare stand up to something that you think is wrong, or we will crush you like we have done these people. It's a deliberate tactic.
What is the price that the people who are arrested, and thank God it's been very few, but I can't even imagine the bad luck of, there were probably a million people there, right? Would you figure about a million? How many were at that event on the 6th?
Yeah, I mean, I there was more people than I'd ever seen before in my life, and we had estimates in the movie from between 1 and 2 million. But, you know,
so 1 to 2 million, and like 300 were arrested, something like that, and there's like 60 rotting in solitary confinement. How do you get unlucky enough to be one of the few they arrest and one of the few they stick in solitary confinement? Everybody else, thank God, gets away with it. But how the hell do you get to be the lucky one, you know? Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was there myself, and that's one of the things I asked about the movie. Why did they come after me? Why did they pick the people that they picked? And I'm beginning to believe, after doing all these interviews, they are picking people who can't fight back. Most of these people that they are doing this to are middle-class people who don't have $150,000, $200,000 laying around to mount a big legal defense. And so they're getting these court-appointed attorneys that basically work for the government that are basically trying to get these people just to take a plea deal. They're not defending them. They're just saying, here, just do 6 months, and, you know, you'll be a felon after that, and you won't be able to vote or own a firearm, but at least you won't be in jail for 28 years or whatever ridiculous number these people are having thrown at them.
I don't get, you know, the music's on, so let's continue this on the other side of the break. Can you wait a few minutes and come back on for part number two?
You bet.
You know, think about the answer to this when you get back. Is how is it possible when Trump is president, Republicans still get arrested nonstop, and Democrats never do? Hillary, Obama, they all get away with murder. John Kerry, I believe, taking bribes on the Iran deal. Nobody cares. There's so much crime. And yet, the minute a Democrat gets in, all of us get arrested, and they want to ruin your life, and America says nothing, and the media covers it up, and you wind up in solitary, rotting away. Scary stuff. We'll be right back. More with Nick Searcy, television star best known for the show Justified, his new movie Capital Punishment, themovie.com.
Just in time for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go Sons of Liberty.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless. It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today, between now and Christmas, for the Energized Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity, wives, for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups
are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol. I love saying his name. Zelenko! Hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate to reduce hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He is a New York-based and a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, his newest product, which has vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins, not overpowering drugs. Zinc is the centerpiece. It's the most well-known immune support ingredient in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Just go to my website, root4america.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. root4america.com and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. All right, we're back with Nick Searcy, television star best known for portraying U.S. Martial Art Mullen on the show Justified. He's also a filmmaker, and his new film is Capital Punishment, the movie, capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. So, Nick, I same thing I told you as we went to break. You know, how is it possible when Democrats are in office, we all get arrested, we all get hounded, we all get intimidated, we have the IRS after us, government agencies after us, then Trump gets in office, and the same thing happens to Republicans. Nothing ever happens to Democrats. What is going on?
Well, there is something, you know, people call it the deep state, but there is a bureaucracy that is not elected, that is, over the years, has become more and more monolithically Democrat, more and more monolithically left. And so that is the Department of Justice, the FBI, all these institutions that we used to think of as being objective, you know, law enforcement institutions are now really tools of the Democrat Party.
Right. No, it's no question. I mean, your answer is the obvious answer. It has nothing to do with who the president is. The entire government is unaccountable, and they're all owned by the D.C. swamp and the deep state. It really is pretty obvious now. The immense price many people are paying, was that a topic that you covered in your movie, Capital Punishment, themovie.com? The people that are in jail, what their lives have become because of this harassment and intimidation?
Yes, most of the movie is about people who have been arrested and are having their lives destroyed, and that's why the movie's called Capital Punishment. These people are being punished simply because they went to Washington on January 6th to express their opinion. Most of them never went in the building. The ones that did go in the building asked permission and talked to the police when they were in there, who told them it was okay to be there. And these people are losing their jobs, they're losing their homes. Most of these people are middle-class people that don't have $100,000, $150,000 to mount a vigorous legal defense. They get these courted or appointed attorneys out of Washington, D.C., who are basically working for the government. They're trying to get these people to just plea bargain so that they can say, hey, we got another one. And it's really, really disturbing. Most of the movie is about how these people are having their lives destroyed.
Right. And so, first of all, let me ask you a question. The ones who are in solitary, can you interview them? How do you interview someone who's in prison? Can they have a meeting with the media? Can they talk to you on a phone? How do you interview someone who's in prison? Or you didn't interview the ones who are in prison, only the ones who just got out?
Well, we couldn't interview anybody that was in prison because they're not allowed to be they're not allowed to communicate. But we did talk to one man who had been in solitary confinement for I think 3 weeks, and telling us about how he was treated and the conditions of the jail. And it's shocking. It is like something you would think would be in Afghanistan or the Taliban or a third world country. The way these prisoners are being treated, it's. They're being tortured, basically, and they are being re-educated. Judges are forcing them to read certain things and then, you know, show up in court and tell me, next time I see you, tell me that you don't support Trump again. And, you know, it's really, really disturbing to realize that this is happening in America.
Have you received any pushback from the establishment?
Well, not yet. You know, one thing that is happening is that the movie is being suppressed. I mean, it's hard to get the word out about it because you can't find it with a Google search. It's very difficult to tell people about the movie. I haven't had my door kicked in by the FBI yet, though.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a positive. Be thankful for little things.
Although, I kept joking while we were shooting it. That'd be a really great ending for the movie.
That would be a whiz-bang ending as the FBI knocks down your door. Yeah. All right. It's just so amazing that this has happened, and they don't go after BLM. The FBI has just become a tool of the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the DNC and Obama and Biden. It's really quite amazing. All right. Nick Searcy, television star best known for his role on Justified, filmmaker, his new film, Capital Punishment, the movie, the website, CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. Nick, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. Good to be with you.
Have a great weekend. God bless. Wayne Allyn Root will be right back. The Root's on fire. Lots more to tell you. Oh, lots more to tell you in hour number two.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.